So yeah, welcome back. It's like I said, it's Friday. It's the 18th of May, 2018. Today is an exciting day. It was a lot better day than it was yesterday, which was, oi. If you listened through yesterday, I'm sorry about the depressing podcast. But today was a better day. I woke up a lot happier. I didn't have a panic attack today. I didn't have any anxiety today. Any day I wake up without anxiety is always a good day. Today, I got a spontaneous tattoo. I went and got tattooed by my buddy Corey. Him and his partner Sam are some of my favorite people in the entire world. They're absolutely beautiful human beings. Corey, I followed him for years now. I've gone to like three different shops. Like I've moved with him. I don't know how I'm trying to say this. What am I trying to say? Like, he's worked at three different shops and I followed him. There we go. That's all I needed to say. He had a summer flash sheet. He was doing a deal. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. And I saw a design that I've been wanting to get on me, but I haven't found a design that I loved yet. And he just so happened to have, like, the best little design for it. So I was really excited. I got a campfire. A little campfire. It's about, I don't know, a couple inches. It's really tiny. It's like a little thing. And it's funny how I was just sorry, I'm so scattered. I'm like full of caffeine. I don't know. Okay. Focus. It's funny how you can find meaning, like little meanings in very weird and different ways. So this little campfire, it may just be like a nice little summer tattoo, whatever. But to me, it has a lot bigger of a meaning, I guess. So a couple days ago, I told you I grew up in New Jersey. I was born and raised there and lived until I was 10, 2004. But I guess I'll start my story before I was even born, before my dad met my mom. We'll start back then. Back in the 80s, I guess, my dad, he was married. He had a kid. Marriage didn't work out for him, but he would go camping at this one place called Twin Islands Campsite in Roscoe, New York. It's right off of Route 17. It's in the Catskills. You've probably heard of the world famous Roscoe Diner. Well, it's in that town. And he knew the owners. He was just camping there all the time with his buddies, with his son, with, you know, whatever. And then he met my mom, he took her camping, and then eventually they got married, and, you know, they kept camping and camping. And then I was born in April of 93, 11 months after my parents got married. So they had me real quick. And the season opens Memorial Day in May. My mom was like, no, we're not taking her. She's an infant. She's a child. And my dad's like, oh, come on. Until he eventually convinced her to take me camping. So I've literally been camping since I was like 2 months old. I grew up at this place. My older half brother, my dad's son, I grew up with him. He's about 9 years older than me. 9, 10 years older than me. So I grew up with him running around this campsite like we owned it. We first started in tents, and then my little brother was born 3 years after I was, so in 96. And my mom was like, oh, I can't do a tent with all these people. So we got a cabin. And then eventually the cabin just kept getting, you know, it's still too small. So we rented a camper. And then my little sister was born, and there was just too many people for this tiny little camper. So my parents ended up getting a 38-footer, and we called it the Hilton on Wheels, even though it wasn't on wheels. We put it up on Cinderbox. We had this property of land, like this one of the campsites was like strictly ours. Like, we parked our camper there throughout the season, and then it stayed there throughout the winter season. And we had this huge piece of land. It was about, I'd say, 100 yards, probably less than a football field, definitely, to the river. And we just grew up in the woods. Like, we were little wild children. We never wore shoes. We, you know, we biked around everywhere. My parents would just, like, let us go do whatever from as long as I can remember. I never remember my parents, like, holding me by my hand, walking me across the footbridge, or, like, taking me anywhere. They just had so much faith, I guess, in this campsite. And like I said, my dad has known the owners forever. Eventually, the owner passed it on to his son. His son had a wife and two daughters. So we grew up with them. We grew up with the other seasonal kids that were there. And we just had this really great community there. And I just remember vividly remember, I was under 10 years old, so I don't know how much you can remember about your like 2 to 10 year old timeline, but I can describe everything in immaculate detail, you know. Like, our days consisted of us waking up, and it's in the mountains, and during summertime when there's no cloud coverage, the heat doesn't stay. Because there's no like greenhouse kind of effect where it keeps the heat in with the clouds. So it just stayed hot during the day and then dropped significantly at night. So we would wake up and we'd be in our sleeping bags with blankets and sweatshirts and sweatpants and whatever. We'd have breakfast and then we'd just go biking. Of course, we had to stay quiet until 10 a.m. That was a rule that they had to implement because the kids just, like, woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning and just went crazy. We went and hung out at the playground. We went biking everywhere until it got warm enough. Then we came back, ate lunch, and after lunch, my parents would say, okay, we'll meet you down at the river access. So they call it Twin Islands because there's a mainland where it's like the country highway, just like you could pull off and it like goes, there's like a decline into the campsite, so it's like below the road, and that was the mainland. And then there was a loop, several loops on the mainland for campers and tents and cabins and stuff like that. But then there was a big island where you literally had to go, you'd have to drive over the river. They put down cement slabs for you to drive over the river. So you can imagine how crazy it was after, like, a lot of rain. There was one point where my dad drove his Jeep and the water came up, like, below the rear view mirrors. Or, not the rear view mirror. Just the mirrors on the side of the car. So there was the big island, and then there was a tinier island, which was pretty much, you couldn't drive onto it. It was just for cabins, and there were something called tree houses, which were just cabins that were up on stilts. So yeah, we would go to the point. It was literally called the point of the big island. And we could follow the river down the slow, lazy side, or we could go down they're kind of tiny rapids on the other side. And we'd have this big inflatable boat. The three kids would jump in, and we'd just sail. is that the right word? Not really sailing. We just go down the river. Along the way, we'd see everyone out on their porches or their, around their fires, around their tables, who have campsites along the river, so everyone knew each other, wave to them. And my parents would show up at the river access where everyone went swimming. It's kind of like the beach. And they'd have, towels and shoes and things like that for us. And that was right after lunch. And we just stay out in the sun all day in the river, and eventually we'd go back to our campsite, and everyone would kind of have like a couple minutes to just kind of hose off from the river water and get dressed into, sweats again because the sun started setting. We'd have dinner. Normally we would just grill. We had a Like I said, we had our camper put up on cinder blocks, so it was permanently there. And then we had a deck built on it with a tin roof. Like it that we called it Hilton on Wheels for a reason, honey. Like we had heating, we had air conditioning. There was a full kitchen, like with a stove, with a bathroom, with a shower, a master bedroom, another bedroom that had bunk beds and a table that turned into a bed. It was lit. Like it was amazing. And it had two bump outs or three bump outs or something like that. It was crazy. So we'd eat out on the deck. And then after dinner, everyone kind of did their own thing. And depending on the night, sometimes, as I got older, I would go off more on my own, hang out with my friends. We'd all be wearing our sweatshirts and riding our bikes, and it was great. And then eventually, after the sunset, we were told that we need to come back to the campsite just for safety reasons. Riding a bike around in the dark isn't really the smartest, so we'd hang out around the fire. And this is where I get to the point of my story. The fire. So we used to have the best fires. We would all sit around it. We all learned how to build fires from when we were like freaking toddlers, pretty much. None of us had fear around fires growing up. My dad made sure of that. He made sure we knew how to safely start fires and put out fires and blah, 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 blah. So we'd sit around, have fire. We'd make popcorn over the fire. We'd make, s'mores, usual. My dad doesn't drink anymore. He's a recovering alcoholic, but I mean, like, he hasn't drank in like 25 years. So he would have his O'Doul's. My mom usually just had some iced tea. We'd just hang out around the fire. I keep saying fire, 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 fire. And then, it'd be time for my little sister to go to bed. So my mom would put her to bed, and then eventually it'd be time for my little brother to go to bed, and then he'd be put to bed. And then eventually they'd say, "All right, it's your turn." And I'd get myself in bed, and I remember just how dark it was all the time at night there, 'cause there's no light from the city, there's no light from streetlights or cars or anything like that, and it was just so peaceful. My dad used to take me out on the footbridge that goes over the river. And we'd lay out on the footbridge and look up at the stars. And it was just like you could see every star in the sky. It was pitch black. It was amazing. Eventually, I got a telescope for my birthday so that we could, look at different planets and different stars. But yeah, it'd be time for me to go to bed. I'd get in bed, I'd cuddle up, in my sleeping bag under covers and stuff like that. But campers don't really have like the thickest walls, so you're able to hear everything going on. And the fire was far enough away that I couldn't hear what my parents were saying exactly, but it was close enough that I could tell that they were speaking. And it was just like this calming, background white noise. And you could hear the fire when it cracked, and you could hear the people walking by, you know, maybe coming back from a different person's campsite or a different fire, or you'd hear the neighbor come over to the fire and say, "Hey, what's up? You know, how's it going? Sit down, hang out." And it's just like the fondest memory I have of my childhood, and I miss it so fucking much. So that's why this little fire on my arm now forever is so important to me. It was important that I got it. Now my friends have fires. You know, my dad constantly has fires throughout the summer. And it's just like the best time of day. Right after the sun sets, it's getting dark out. The weather is just like cold, but like a good cold. Yeah, I don't know. There's something so comforting about it. And it's the best part about camping, easily. That and all the greenery. Oh my gosh, I love being under a canopy of green. I remember taking, you know, like everyone would be doing their own thing. Sometimes I'd go take a nap or something like that because I'd wake up super early. And I just remember laying with the window open and I could hear all the birds and the wind going through the trees and the people walking by having their own little tiny conversations and just looking up through that canopy into the sky. And it was just, oh, I miss it so much. I miss it so much. And we have tried to find a campground like that, and we just haven't been able to find one. Like, every campground we go to is just, like, right on top of each other. You know, people suck these days. Everyone's so antisocial that it's, like, impossible to make friends with people the way we made friends with them back in the 90s. Like, it was a great time. It was a great time to be a camper. I ended up working at a summer camp, which is slightly different, but it's, you know, everything is built out the same. The showers are built out the same. The mess hall or the rec hall or whatever is built out the same. The, you know, the docks and even the fence posts are built out the same. Like, it was definitely a nostalgic throwback. And I ended up working there for 2 years. I almost went back to work there this summer, but I need to be an adult. I need to, like, just work. I can't run away and hang out and play at summer camp anymore, unfortunately. Maybe I'll go back one day. Maybe. Maybe I'll tell you about summer camp. This one time at Man Camp, yeah, I'll tell you all the stories about summer camp one day. But, yeah, today I got a tattoo. It was dope. A little bit of a meaning behind it. Another ramble cast from me. I don't like listening back to the podcast because I know how terrible and rambly I sound, and I probably don't convey what I'm trying to say, but I'm working on it, I promise. I'm trying to do better and better and better. But here's a quick little 20-minute talking about summer camps and camp and blah, 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 blah. It's 12:04. Damn it. I didn't post on the 18th. Oh well. I'll do better tomorrow. Tomorrow's the royal wedding. Like I said, it's 12:04 a.m. My mom is waking me up at 4:30 to watch the royal wedding with her. Maybe I'll talk about that. Who knows? I need sleep. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. You can find me on all my socials at AJXGear, G-E-R-E. If it's summer by you, one of these nights this weekend, go find a fire or start one. Go start a fire safely in a fire pit, not just general fire. Don't do that. That's bad. It's called arson. Okay, bye.